So the floor is open for questions or comments on the report that we've just heard from the director. Are there any questions or comments, observations? Mr. Director apparently did a very thorough job if there's no questions at all. Thank you very much. Thank you for that report. We will move on to agenda item 6, which is a report on the implementation of the work plan for 2016 and 2017. And I'll begin by reminding you of the mandate that we have been given. And for the record, I'll read what you see on the screen. Our mandate is to carry out concrete, result-oriented activities that significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions from electricity production from fossil fuels. Continuing, these activities are to be developed and implemented with the active participation of ECE member states, representatives from the energy and financial sectors, and civil society, independent experts, and academia. So that is the mandate that we have been given by our superior bodies within the UNECE framework. I'll also remind you of the terms of reference. And by the way, I should add, part of the reason for reviewing and updating the work plan is not simply only to report to you the results of our progress, but also in preparation for when we get to agenda item 8, which will be to talk about our mandate, terms of reference, and work plan for 2018 and 2019. So as we review our current work plan progress, please keep in mind that in a few moments we'll turn to our next work cycle. So the terms of reference, the group of experts will concentrate on the following areas of work: regulatory and policy dialogue, sharing best practices on cleaner electricity production from fossil fuels in the ECE region, carbon capture and storage, as well as carbon utilization, enhanced oil recovery with CO2, advanced fossil fuel technologies for power generation, and evaluation of efficiency enhanced measures for coal-fired power plants, including steam generators, air and flue gas systems, steam turbines, and generators. And then I'll turn to the actual work plan, which all of you developed and agreed to. And that was essentially to work substantively through a series of task forces. And I'll read these off again for the record, and then you're going to hear momentarily reports from the task forces. So the task forces that we all agreed to are to assess a future role for thermal power plants and sustainable electricity systems, increasing flexibility in coal power generation, decreasing emissions and increasing efficiency from new and existing coal power generation using best practices across the ECE region and globally, and then assess means for development and deployment of carbon capture, use and storage technology, and know-how. Now, let me just note that we're asking attendees to sign on to join one of the task forces. Yesterday, there was some sign-up sheet sitting in the hallway outside of the door.
We're gonna pass it around.
I think today we're gonna pass around the sign-up sheets, and we'd ask you to consider joining one or more task forces so that you can participate directly in the work that's being done. So the sign-up sheets will be circulated here. And I think I would just add that I should comment on what does it mean if you join a task force? First, we work you to death, unbearably, constant barrage of assignments. We're sending tasks out of Geneva for you. You'll be working, you know, for us for, you know, 8 or 10 hours a day, at least twice a month.
In a coal mine.
It'll be worse than being a coal miner. More seriously, the bureau members, it's in support. The bureau members are the secretariat in the delivery of the work plan. And more specifically, you know, and please believe me, I was joking about the 8 or 10 hours a day. It's not nearly that onerous. But we would ask you to participate in conference calls, contribute to reports, consider leading sections of specific reports, be present and participate in conferences, and develop new ideas for future work relative to the subject matter of the task force. So please join with us in accomplishing the day-to-day work of the group of experts. And again, a list will be circulated throughout the meeting, and we'd ask you to please join one or more task forces and participate in the important work that the group of experts is doing. I'll pause just now to ask if there's questions on clarification, not necessarily of substance, because we're going to embark on reports from the task forces, which will provide you a substantive update of their activities. But is there any need to clarify the processes of joining a task force, or the work involved, or what the task forces are for, or anything that, again, is an item of clarification? So we'll just pause and ask if there's any questions or comments before we move on to the task force reports.
Can I just make a small comment?
Yes, the secretariat will comment.